Good morning, Aurel. Today is Wednesday, 25th of January, and right now it's hazy with 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperature range from 22 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and we can expect winds from northeast at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, supposed to be partly cloudy, and in the evening, mostly cloudy. And moon is waxing crescent and 4% of it is illuminated. Andrea talked this morning with Daniel, one of the working committee members, on Cyclone Tane, and yesterday's Dr. Karan Singh, the chairman of Auroville Foundation, visits.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
So, the working committee is working.
The working committee right now is defending some piece of land called New Farm in this very moment because some encroachment was done there, and the people are trying to get the wood, and all the working committee right now, except me, other two, they are 10 kilometers from now in this piece of land called New Farm. So, unfortunately, the problems come every day, so the time to reflect and to have a vision is not there till now, in the sense that all the cyclone, all the problems, they come on the table and we have to respond. And so it's difficult to start a work that have a bigger vision. Right now there is a lot of wood on the ground, and so we have to try to see what to do with this wood. And today there is a meeting at 1:30 with the concerned people, forest group and other people, to try to make this wood available for all of it, in the sense to make a sawmill and a carpentry workshop. This is a project, but is not yet in place, but is in the becoming.
Yesterday we received a visit from Dr. Karan Singh, the chairman of the Auroville Foundation.
Yes, he came here. He chose to come here a little later than the cyclone, and he was most welcome here, and he visited the whole he made the round in Auroville, and he met all the concerned people on the cyclone relief team, and the forest group, and the housing group, and the electricity, and the working committee, in the foundation office yesterday at 5:30. And a movie, little short movie, was shown to him, done by Basile on his piece of land, what happened there, and this was a very good example of the force of the cyclone and the force of the Aurovillians immediately responding after the cyclone, few hours later, if not few minutes later, to try to get out of their houses that were completely blocked by the trees. He was impressed by the work in Auroville. Unfortunately, now no money or very little money has come from the central government. He's trying to look into it. And he was... He said that he gave a message to Auroville, saying that maybe this cyclone is a sign that we have to change in our spiritual behavior. We have to put out the fence that there are between our houses and to try to see in a more collective way the future of Auroville.
Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Arca, three exceptional musicians come together in order to celebrate their shared cultures and music making. Anwar Abouda is one of the greatest living oud players from Iraq and performs all around the world with his acclaimed Makabat ensemble. The oud, a Middle Eastern lute, is one of the most beautiful instruments in the world, and Anwar sings in classical Arabic with a voice to die for. Heather Lee has the finest high soprano voice in Australia and has sung all around the world for two Olympic Games, at the White House, the United Nations, and many festivals. Dr. Kim Cooney is a leading performer and a researcher of sacred and world music, and has been commissioned to send many of the world's spiritual treasures to music, including the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Khalil Connection of Islamic art, and the Louvre collections of Egyptian antiquities. They will perform sublime music in Arabic, Hebrew, and Latin. And on Wednesday, 1st of February, also at ARC at 6 p.m., Heather Lee and Dr. Kim Cunha will share with us music of Hildegard of Bingen and beyond. Hildegard of Bingen was one of the great all-time mystics, a seer, cosmologist, poet, theologian, and composer, at a time when women rarely enter public life. Hildegard's compositions were channeled by the Holy Spirit in the 1050s, and their legacy is as strong today as ever. On Friday at 8 p.m., Anna, Hartmut, Surian, Joran Jivatman, Taranti, Caroline and Elisa, and Anisha and Tiago will offer their music to life and community under the sky of the big amphitheater in Kalabumi. That is the Made in Orville concert, which was postponed from a few months back due to the rain at the time. And of course, we shouldn't forget to remind you once more for a whole day event, Echo Music Festival Lively Up Your Earth 2 on Saturday starting at 10:30 with Farmers Market. There would be 9 bands playing: Johann Zillerzerf, Surian's Dharma Trio, Cyclone Blue, Temple Rock, Mishka Omba, and the Jacob Pastorius Tribute Band, Yemadas, Zamasanga, Emergence, Mark Vela and Friends, and of course there will be a lot of eco stalls, lots of mostly organic food, circus, magic show, children's space, and TLC theater group. You can still expect some surprises. Our Orville Cyclone Response Team Energy shares with us yesterday update on energizing our community after pain. And the following communities, buildings, clusters, residents were reconnected yesterday: Aspiration, Sports Ground, residents of Selvaraj and Kumar, Arwell Papers, Aquadine, Aromodel, Fraternity Youth Camp, Jaima, Aro Green, Nila Tangam, Patrick and Heidi, and Benvenuto. And the tractor has already been loaded last night with 9 poles, and their GCB tractor crane convoy will make it last round today to plant poles in the following places: Botanical Garden, 4 poles, Udavi School, 2 poles, and Visitor Center Parking, 1 pole. This afternoon, the crane will undergo some minor repairs and will depart for the Sazlan Energy Facility at Combator on Thursday morning, where it will resume its normal work of lifting blades and other components of wind turbines. And Cyclone Response Team Energy is really happy to have them with them. And our Cyclone Response Team informs us that from Friday, 27 of January onwards, the Cyclone Help Desk will move upstairs and it will be manned by Bridget, John and Reno. Any questions or requests can be directed to them by email cyclonehelp@orville.org or by phone 262-2170. We can join Sadhana Forest with Alternative Building Experience on January 30 to February 3rd, anytime between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., experience building a yurt, which is a circular tent of skins and collapsible framework used by nomads in Mongolia, Siberia, and Turkey. At Sadhana Forest, they will create one that is adaptable to our climate. It will be a place of peaceful meditation. At Visitor Center, they prepare a treat for film lovers, and on Saturday, they will screen 2 of Harry Potters in one evening starting at 7 p.m., and continue with the second part at 9:45. To live and act no longer in the human ignorance, but in divine knowledge, consistent of individual nature and universal forces, and response to a transcendent governance, this is Karma Yoga. Rochira Bindu. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org. Hello.